Next matter on our agenda will be draft advisory opinion 2022-18, Bridget Fleming for Congress et al. Roald Stryker for the Office of General Counsel. And I believe we do have an appearance by members of the Elias Law Group. Ms. Jacobs, there you are. If you just popped up on my screen, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 22-18-A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Bridget Fleming for Congress, Jackie Gordon for Congress, Connell for Congress, and Max Rose for Congress. The requesters are the authorized principal campaign committees of candidates running for nomination in the August 23rd, 2022, Democratic primary for the U.S. House of Representatives in New York. New York's Democratic primary election was previously scheduled for June 28th, but a series of court decisions culminated in the adoption of new congressional maps, and a primary election was scheduled for August 23rd. In light of the Commission's determination in Advisory Opinion 2022-08, NRCC, that candidates in the August primary election are entitled to a contribution limit separate from the limit for the June primary election, the requesters ask whether they may receive redesignations of general election contributions to the August 23rd primary, even if the redesignations are received more than 60 days after receipt of the contributions. The draft concludes that the requesters may receive redesignations as proposed. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Council. Colleagues, are there any questions for OGC or for Ms. Jacobs? Mr. Cooksey?
Thank you, Commissioner Broussard. I have a comment and a question. I want to make note of the fact that this is an expedited request that I believe the commission received 16 days ago, and I want to express my thanks to the policy division and Ms. Walsh-Recker in particular for the speed with which you all were able to get this draft answer out to the requesters for us to consider for very timely information for an election-sensitive question. And I really appreciate that, and I'm sure the requesters do as well. My question for the requesters is sort of my standard question, which is you did not submit any written comments. We've only made one potential draft answer public. It, I believe, gives you the answer that you're seeking for, but I would be interested in any comments or anything else you think we need to know about the draft we're considering.
Just muted yourself, Council.
Thanks, Commissioner. And I do also want to extend our gratitude to the FEC for getting this draft done within the time frame that we have requested. We do really appreciate that. The only thing I would note is that the draft correctly states the facts and I think correctly applies the law and commission precedent.
Thank you. Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're welcome, Commissioner Cooksey. You kind of, I wanted to take a moment, a personal privilege, if I could. Oh. This is one of the first meetings where the co-counsel on this is Jonathan Peterson. And Jonathan Peterson was a loyal, well-trusted, and valued member of my staff. And I greatly miss him. But my loss is the Elias Group's your big gain. So I was excited to see his name on that request, and I was hoping I'd see him today so I could say, hey, Jonathan, but you guys must have him working. So good job. But that was all. I had another comments. I just wanted to say congratulations to you all.
Thank you. Having also worked with Jonathan, I'll echo those comments. Are colleagues, any further discussion? Any motions? Madam Vice
Chair. Mr. Chairman, with respect to advisory opinion 2022-18, Bridget Fleming for Congress, Jackie Gordon for Congress, Knoll for Congress, and Max Rose for Congress, I move approval of agenda document 22-38-A, which is draft A.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, Council.